SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. National Hurricane Specialist Jack Bevin says after reaching Texas, Hurricane Beryl will skirt along the Gulf Coast states.
Once it makes landfall over Texas, the system will probably turn northward, pass through eastern Texas and across the northern Gulf Coast states in the Mississippi Valley. It'll be weakening as time goes along. And then sometime or middle of next week, it will merge with a frontal system over the Mississippi Valley, and that will be the end of Beryl.
Bevin adds it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4 this early in the season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August to September and occasionally October.
Also at SRNNews.com, as expected, the Israelis are keeping close tabs on the American presidential election. Former State Department official Lynn Khodorkovsky says people he meets in Israel are asking many of the same questions as Americans in the aftermath of the presidential debate.
How do you see the election? Do you think Biden will make it to election day? Do you think that they'll swap somebody else in? Who will it be? You know, what will that scenario be like for Israel?
And he adds Israel has some misgivings about U.S. support, but's keeping quiet about the upcoming U.S. election.
When the Biden administration started playing games with withholding certain support or withholding certain equipment, you know, they started feeling a little bit uncomfortable. And at the moment, you know, they don't have a choice but to work with who they have.
Holiday weekend shootings have left at least 33 people dead and dozens wounded nationwide. In Chicago alone, police say at least 11 have been killed. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii, as SRN's Michael Harrington.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be a pro-Russian as its new leader in vote that reflects the divisions of the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. Growing divisions between pro-Russian and anti-Russian factions within the senior clergy began some after the warm-ups of the Ukrainian church. This is SRN News. Charles de la Lesma reports on Russia's wrestling team refusing to compete at the Paris Olympics.
Russian wrestlers offered spots at the Paris Olympics as neutrals are refusing to compete. The Wrestling Federation there says its officials, coaches and athletes held a meeting and came to a unanimous decision to refuse to participate in the Games. The wrestlers would have been the largest group of Russians in any one sport competing in Paris under a program launched by the IOC to allow some athletes from Russia and its ally Belarus to compete during the war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Lesma.
A former reporter for a small weekly Kansas newspaper has agreed to accept $235,000 to settle a part of her federal lawsuit over a police raid. Deb Groover's suit is among five federal lawsuits over the raid on August 11th of last year. The June 25th settlement came public after the newspaper filed an open records request. That incident made the city of Marion the focus of national debate over press freedoms. I'm Ron Taylor, SRN News.